my call.
How you doing, man?
What's good. How about you?
So I'm good.
I really think his agent is doing him a disfavor. I really believe he does not have the experience. I was looking at his list player. The next, like, his player, the highest, like, earner is, like, Deshaun Watson, making, like, around $15 million. And I think he came and promised McLaurin that, oh, we can get a deal higher than DK. But I think now they're hitting the wall, and I see problem of him, like, backing down. Somebody said they're really good on Twitter yesterday. They said, like, this guy is like a house real estate trying to sell a hotel. So definitely I think the agent is doing him a disfavor for asking for a lot of money, more than DK. That's, like, impossible. And I know they're saying, like, he has the production and everything, but it's almost impossible to say, oh, do not consider the age. Like, age is definitely a factor in the sport, unfortunately. There might be outliers, like, he might continue to perform similar or better, but it's impossible not to consider from the, like, the team's viewpoint. Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You can consider it, but the thing about it, understand, an agent has to try and get the most money he can for his player. That's not a disservice. If you have a product, if you have something to sell that's valuable, you sell it to the highest. You don't sell it. You don't low sell it. So I understand you say maybe asking for a lot, but you normally ask for more than you want, and you end up settling somewhere. But I'll say it as I said earlier, at the end of things, the player decides on whether I'm going to sign this deal or not, not the other way around, and that's what it comes to. So let's go now to Zeke in Southeast. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Hey, first of all, let me set
doing
JT
straight, well, man.
Straight,
how you feeling?
I'm doing great. Let me set JT straight, man. I grew up down south, and tell them catfish and grits was for breakfast almost every other week. Hey, but Brian,
yeah, we got that.
Yeah, everybody's blaming. Hey, like you said, the agent does not make the final say. It's up to the player. The player is the boss. I think we are offering him $30 million a year, but only for 2 years, because we got to pay him $30 million. If we pay him his salary and franchise him next year, that's an average of $30 million. We got to pay that anyway. The problem is Terry notices his last contract. Mm-hmm. He wants another $30 million guaranteed probably for another year, and that's where we're apart. That's what I believe. But I think he'll give in and take the money at the end. Terry will.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, Zeke. And the thing of it, man, listen. Yes, age matters and things like that. But what if I, in my career, had said, oh, 30 years old, I just accept what the hell somebody wanted to give me and not go out and perform? And I could take those 3 years and put them against any 3 years in previous years before I was 30. And those years after 30 were damn better. And there are a lot of athletes that perform for 3-4 years after 30. So if his contract is going to take him to 32, 33, we can't sit up and say, well, at 32, he's not going to be producing. Well, if he's producing at 31, then 30, 31, 32, you got the most of it. You got the majority of the contract. And I think that's what you go with sometimes. I know a lot of fans, we sit up here and we dictate, oh, don't get it. We don't have a clue of that type of money. We ain't making it. So we throw it out there to give it or don't give it. No, you need to know the things that go into this. And that dude is still producing. He's ascending. He's not declining. And I think that's why he's going to try to stay hard with this thing. But I think eventually everybody come to their senses and make this thing happen. Let's go to Malachi and Wheaton. What's up, Malachi? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I can't complain, man. It's good to hear y'all again, man. It's the second day in a row. I feel how Terry feels about
appreciate
it, man.
You, man.
I'm kind of disappointed. Kind of disappointed in the whole he didn't get a contract yet, man. He's a big part of our offense, man. I think Adam Peters need to get it done, man. And I appreciate y'all taking my call.
All right, man. You know, and thank you for your call. A lot of folks, they think that way. But I'm not going to be stupid and sit here and say I don't understand the other side, because – yes, sometimes you know a guy deserves 30, 31. But if I could get him signed at 28, 29, that gives me more room or some leeway some other place. And that's when you have to be a little methodical. You got to be a little bit more slick with this thing. And I think Adam is not doing something to be a disservice or try to be at Terry. He is trying to do what he thinks is best for the football team. And that's something you have to understand. Let's go to Drew in D.C. Drew, what are your thoughts?
What's going on, fellas, man? Hey, blessings to everybody, man. Y'all do a hell of a job. I just say, with the team,
you
man,
too, brother.
I just feel.
Thank you, man.
I feel. Yeah, bless him. I feel that they're going to sign him, man. I just look at how they negotiated with the guys, you know, they had in San Francisco, like the Trent Williams and the, you know, the wide receivers and stuff like that. They let it go all the way up to training camp. And also, the reason why I think they're going to get it signed, because when you look at our receiving core is beautiful on paper, but when you take Terry out of that receiving core, that goes into like a C-minus. To like a C-minus to what we have on that team. And I feel if they go out there and trade Terry, whoever they get is not going to add up to what they already have. And plus, he's already familiar with the offense. I just feel it's just a little shenanigans going on here and there. But Terry's going to be there. And I got season tickets. I'm looking forward to Yale Terry, you know, on game one of the season, man. Y'all keep up the blessings, man.
All right, man. Appreciate it, brother. Hey, let's get Bobby. Bobby in Maryland. What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, hey, what's going on, Brian? How y'all doing today?
Good, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. One thing, you know, everybody's talking age, age, age. We all know in sports, age does have a factor. But like you said, Terry is still going forward. He's still producing at a high level. He's in there with the best of them. The negotiation on the contract, me personally, take 31 and a half or maybe give him a four-year deal guaranteed about 70, you know, 80, give him 110, guarantee 70, and let it be. But at the end of the day, like everybody is saying, we all know it don't look right without him out there. The dynamics of the offense takes a backward seat when he's not there. I appreciate it. I'll take my call.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. And I agree with you what he's saying, but the thing of it, like, I understand when a person hit a certain age, the mindset is they do this, they do that. That's not 100%. So if it's not 100%, if I'm a player and I'm still balling, I'm going to try to ask for what I think I deserve. And I believe that's what's going on right now. As I look at this thing, I think the team is far better with Terry than it is without him. And if this thing – I just want him in camp. I want him to play. I understand where the team is at and things like that, but the thing of it, we cannot sit here and act as if, you know, Terry didn't produce last year like he did. And if you look at last year, it did not look like he took any step back. So if he's not showing it, why are you already asking for it and trying to – you want to make the contract based on the fact of what you think. But what if he were to go the next 3 years and play higher? Or is anybody going to step in and say, oh – we owe you money for playing better after 30. No, that's not going to happen. That is why the player has to fight. But I'll end it with this. And we're going to keep the calls going, 800-636-1067. The player still makes the final decision. 800-636-1067. We're going to take your calls as we continue. B. Mitchell Finley, we'll be right back.